Support for WAMC comes from the Daily Grind Cafe, 46 3rd Street in Troy, offering breakfast, freshly baked pastries, soups, sandwiches, and desserts. Open mic every Thursday night, dailygrind.com. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. When it comes to working overtime in baseball, nobody does it better than Baltimore. The Orioles won their 14th straight extra inning game, outlasting Seattle 4-2 in 18 innings. The win vaults the Orioles into a tie with the rained-out Yankees for the AL East lead. The game took 5 hours and 14 minutes. The Yankees-Blue Jays rained-out game will be made up today with a doubleheader. The Red Sox rallied for a 7-5 victory that dealt another blow to the Rays' fading playoff hopes yesterday. Tampa Bay is now 6 back in the AL East race. Over in the NL, the Mets-Phillies matchup was also rained out, and they'll make that one up tomorrow. In NFL news, Miami Dolphins general manager Jeff Ireland admits he muttered a profanity as he walked away from a fan following an unfriendly conversation at halftime of the Dolphins' most recent game. Since Ireland joined the Dolphins in 2008, they've endured 3 consecutive losing seasons. Fans have been upset about the unsuccessful courtship of Peyton Manning. NFL Films president Steve Sable has died. He was 69. Sable started working with his father, Ed, in 1964. Their innovations revolutionized sports broadcasting and helped make the NFL the country's most popular sport. Players around the NHL are returning to their European home countries to play as the lockout drags on. The NHL and the Players Association failed to reach an agreement by last weekend's deadline. And a new NCAA task force will come up with guidelines for how to distribute the record $60 million fine that Penn State has agreed to pay in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky scandal. The money will fund programs designed to combat child sexual abuse and help victims around the country. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.